I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With Megan Lynch, I'm Tom Ackerman. People who normally travel over the holidays say inflation is causing them to alter their plans. With us, Ted Rossman, Bankrate senior industry analyst, joining us with more in the survey. Ted, we always appreciate it. So how many people say they are changing their travel plans this holiday season?
83%, which is pretty staggering. It's hard to get 83% of people to agree on anything. But that's how many people are changing holiday travel plans because of inflation. They're doing things like traveling for fewer days, picking cheaper accommodations, and driving instead of flying. So in other words, they still want to go on the trip, but they're willing to cut some corners to save money.
Talk about those cheaper accommodations. What are they looking at for that?
One option would be to look into a short-term rental, something like an Airbnb or Vrbo. A lot of times that's cheaper, especially if you're going to take advantage of the kitchen and cook your own meals rather than going out to expensive restaurants, or you know, maybe you're combining with different friends and family members and it's just more affordable than everybody getting their own hotel room. We've actually seen lodging prices come down over the past year. That's been a bit of a silver lining here. Hotel costs are down a few percentage points year over year. Rental car costs are down about 7%. So travel costs are coming down. Even airline fares, which had gone up a lot, they're only up 1.6% year over year, according to the latest Consumer Price Index. So travel prices have stabilized or even come down a little bit. But there's that cumulative weight of a few years now of just about everything costing more. That's really what's pinching the holiday travel budget more than anything else.
Ted, is this based on income or is this across the board? Was there a difference based on what kind of income people make?
There's a little bit of a difference, but not as much as you might think. Even among the highest income households, which is households with annual incomes of $100,000 or more, even there, 3 in 4 holiday travelers are making changes because of inflation. It's not quite as much as the 83% overall, but it's close. And it goes to show that this is a strain throughout the income spectrum. Age-wise, we see people in their 20s and 30s who are the most strained, which does make sense. They often have less money to go around than older adults. But also the travel burden is more on younger people, that you go home to mom and dad's or grandma and grandpa's, and maybe you're bringing your own family if you have kids. It gets expensive.
When it comes to how people are paying for holiday travel, are they changing that this year?
I do worry about this because credit cards are the number one projected payment method. And credit cards are great if you pay in full and you avoid interest, you get full advantage of rewards and buyer protections, but half of credit card holders carry debt from month to month. And with an average interest rate of about 20.5%, you could be paying for this holiday season a year from now. We are seeing only about 1 in 4 plan to take on debt, but I think the real cost could be higher, just because, like I said, half of cardholders already have debt. And this is just one more thing on top of all the other expenses, the everyday stuff, the holiday presents. Use your rewards points and miles if you can. That's a great way to get free travel. And try to be flexible. If you can book early, if you can travel on less popular days, maybe drive to a further flung airport or take an early flight or a late flight. If you kind of zig when others zag, that helps. Traveling on the holiday itself is a comparative bargain if you're willing to roll the dice that you still get there in time.
Some good suggestions there on what people can do to save on travel over the holidays. Ted Rossman of Bankrate, senior industry analyst, joining us on Total Information AM. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.